Most historical artifacts get tucked away in museums behind locked doors and thick glass. For some, the best piece of history fits in your palm and sits in a drawer at home. GLD's Mary Cullen talks with button collectors gathered in Bloomington about the future of this increasingly rare hobby.
Lisa Scholz started as a reluctant button collector. The family collection passed down to her reached 10,000 by the time she turned 15. She wanted nothing to do with them at first.
There's a lot of art in the buttons, a lot of art that we don't see in the modern buttons that are in the fabric stores now, a lot of history in those buttons.
Scholz says most of the family button haul were ordinary shirt buttons with no collector value, but a hand-carved ivory button from India and the buttons from her great-grandmother's wedding dress hooked her. Years later, she would be president of the National Button Society. Scholz lives in Wisconsin, where she owns and operates Button Images, a button-dealing business with her husband. Her collection now tops 500,000 buttons. She brought them with her to Bloomington Normal in the Illinois State Button Society Annual Convention. Scholz is an old-school button collector. She shares her love for historical buttons with the collector just two tables down, Gary Brockman. They both have a collection of hand-painted buttons from the 1700s.
These are things from the 18th century. You're probably looking primarily at men's buttons here.
Brockman shuffles through his collection, explaining that men in that era would use these detailed works of art to adorn their coats. Women's buttons were more like the buttons we see today, small and purposeful.
After about 1820, it completely flip-flopped, and men's buttons became much more restrained, and women's buttons came to the forefront of representing the art movements of the era, Victorian era, with wonderful buttons. But as far as price point goes, you're looking at things in the high hundreds and into the thousands.
Brockman started collecting in 1993. Today, he's lost count.
There are very few objects that you can hold in your hand where you can actually develop a collection that represents all of that amazing technological history and science and art history. Other than buttons, I mean, I just have never found anything that does it as thoroughly.
Some buttons have cartoons. Some portray scenes of war. He says his collection provides a handheld history of the modernization of Western art. And 21st century buttons are becoming more like their early ancestors every day. Delilah Davis is a lampwork artist. That's someone who works in glass. After years of making marbles, she tried her hand at button making. She calls it the modern button, with options that glow in the dark, sparkle, and appear 3D. It's a fresh take on buttons, but Davis says it mirrors buttons of the past in one way. They're used for fashion, not function.
When I first started, I was trying to make buttons, thinking about it as the fact that, you know, you'd put it on a shirt, so it'd have to be tiny. I couldn't do that because, you know, you can't make little ones. When you're a studio artist, you make big ones.
A hot commodity for purses and jackets, Davis says her buttons are also popular in competitions.
That's amazing. Did you see this?
It's a great trade.
Look at this. That is.
Gary Brockman was one of those judges at the Illinois State Button Society convention. After holding hundreds of thousands of buttons, he says he just has a knack for knowing what's good.
I don't tire of looking at them. I don't tire of digging into the history. Just makes it come alive.
But Brockman says he's worried. Younger generations aren't interested in buttons.
I find myself wondering what's going to happen to these objects, which are such soulful objects, once this hobby, I don't want to say dies, because I don't think it ever will. I think there will always be people who are interested in it, but I guess that's sort of an open-ended question for me. Who's going to take care of all this stuff? I hope somebody steps up and does it.
Brockman might have his answer, standing a few feet away. Stephanie Dyer is a sixth-generation button collector and vice president of the Mississippi Valley Button Club in Quincy, Illinois. She plays buttons with the best of them, but there's one thing that makes her stand out. At 33, she's the youngest collector in the room. Dyer says the family collection started with her great-great-grandpa.
I just had no idea that other people didn't grow up with this extreme variety of buttons.
As a new generation button collector, Dyer has some ideas about revitalizing the pursuit. She wants to hold a class on turning buttons into jewelry.
Most people don't have any idea the detail that goes into these buttons. You can spend anywhere from 5 cents to $3,000 on a button.
For Dyer, button collecting was a way of life, handed down from older generations. Other collectors aren't so lucky to find an heir. Lisa Schultz, the button collector from Wisconsin, says her children have no interest in her button collection. When she and her husband die, those 500,000 pieces of history risk being erased, leaving future generations in a museum, looking at historical artifacts behind the glass. I'm Mary Cullen.
The Illinois State Button Society accepts new members from all generations. Find out how to join at IllinoisStateButtonSociety.org.